RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning, golfers. Your tee time awaits. It's the Tee to Green Golf Show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Got a thought on the PGA Tour? Want help with your swing? Give the show a call at 803-0550. Tee to Green on WGR is presented by Woods to Wedges, by Michelob Ultra, by the Western New York PGA, by Custom Turf, and by our home clubs, Fox Valley, Tantara, and Briarwood. It's time to talk golf. Here are your hosts, Brian Cozio, Kevin Sylvester, and PGA Pro Jeff Mitas.
Hour number two of Tee to Green rolling on live from Tantara in North Tonawanda. Thanks for being with us here on WGR. Brian Cozio, Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Mitas, as you heard, presented by Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. We want to thank Kevin Hofstetter for joining us last segment. And a big double giveaway, Kevin. We have the winner, right?
Dan Rohan. I think that's how you pronounce it. From Clarence. Congratulations,
Don't
Dan.
Mess with the Rohan.
Don't mess with the Rohan.
That's right.
Yeah. I was thinking of that, too. I was like, was it Rohan? No, the Zohan, yes.
Dan, great job. Congratulations. We're going to mail it right to you.
I'll mail it out to you, Dan. All right.
So congratulations, Dan. You're going to love what you get there on the track, man.
We have another giveaway coming up, too, but we're, you know, save it. So just, you know, keep your, and this will be for a father and a child.
Ooh.
What this will be for. So
perfect. So stay tuned for that. Another giveaway here coming up very shortly here on Tee to Green. Also presented by the Western New York PGA. We're going to get Jeff's Western New York PGA tip of the week here in just a moment. Also by Michelob Ultra. The weather says Michelob Ultra, doesn't it?
Oh, let me tell you, the pool is in prime condition. The cooler there. Yeah, that'll be happening later on.
Custom Turf, also one of our presenting sponsors.
Hey, listen, we love Michelob Ultra. Drink responsibly.
It doesn't make you a better golfer, just so you know.
Well, it depends.
Maybe a better one the other night in league before I went out there.
Custom Turf, one of our other presenting sponsors, and Steve Beatty going to join us in about 10 minutes with more information on Custom Turf and our home clubs where we are today. We're here at Tantara and Fox Valley and Briarwood. So lots to get to. Also, we'll give you a full rundown of our Encore Golf and Cobra Puma Golf check of the PGA Leaderboard, our Champions Tour report brought to you by Absolute Care. So lots to get to. Kevin Sandwich, the LeeCom Health Challenge.
Sandwich,
the tournament director, I'll say it right when he gets on, is going to join us to talk about the event at Peak and Peak, the web.com tour event, which is July 3rd through the 9th.
Right, competition begins July 6th.
Right.
6th to the 9th is a competition. They have a junior pro-am on Monday, 9 holes, kids play cool with the pros. Very cool.
Very cool.
Encore Golf, one of our partners here on Tee to Green, is sponsoring that. That's a cool thing. And then they have the Pro-Am. This is, you know, a great opportunity. You can go down and Great way to entertain clients. You go down and play with the pros on Wednesday.
And then you might see these guys in the U.S. Open the next year.
Correct. Yeah.
And it's funny how often people build relationships with their pro-am partners. You know, we at Niagara Falls Country Club, all of them still talk about their relationships they have with the Ham-Am tournament. So,
yeah.
Pretty cool. It'd be something cool to do.
Absolutely. All right, so before I went to break, I said there's no doubt with who has already missed the cut. McIlroy gone, Dustin Johnson gone, Jason Day gone. Even, you know, I would say some of the other names that might have made good stories, they're not in contention. So I look at who's in contention, and I think by far for golf, for people that have a radio show, and I think just, you know, more growing the game, as the West New York PGA would like to say here. Jeff, I'm stealing your line.
Growing or giving game.
That's right. Ricky Fowler winning by far is the best story. Kevin, you say?
No, I don't think well, is it the best story?
It's the best story if he wins. It's the best thing for golf. Let me change that. The best thing for golf if Ricky Fowler wins this year.
What happened to his tees? Where's this opinion you had? Right before?
Yeah, you said, disagree.
You said everybody would agree it's the best
everybody story. Everybody would agree.
Best thing for golf.
Well, the best story would be if, you know, hack like me qualifies as an amateur and wins.
Yeah,
but
there's
best
an amateur
story.
In the top 10 right now, Champ.
That's right.
I don't even know what his first name is.
I never heard of him.
Never heard of him. If an amateur wins the U.S. Open, that would be the best story for golf.
You might be right.
Cameron Champ, by the way, and here it is. Through two rounds of the U.S. Open, 51 players are averaging more than 300 yards off the tee. That could be also, too, that wider fairways, a little more
release and angle Jeff was talking about coming down last second. But
amateur Cameron Champ leads the way. He's averaging over 339 yards off the tee. 339.
And he's not hitting driver every time, I can tell you that. So they all hit it stupid far now. So to me, that's not
Xander
surprising.
Xander Schauffele would be a nice story. He missed getting his tour card by $100.
These are all really nice stories. I agree. The best story for golf is if Fowler wins.
Paul Casey would be a great story for golf.
No.
Really?
No.
I'm asking you the best one. The best one is Fowler, right?
I'll agree with you that Ricky Fowler winning would be great for professional golf. You'd have, because you had Sergio winning the Masters, getting that off his back. Ricky Fowler, who was one of the big four.
Is he the best player in the world now without a major? I think the answer is yes.
I think the answer is yes also. You know,
Yes, he is. I say Brant Snedeker is a close second, and Brant Snedeker is
in contention.
In the hunt. Yeah. But I'd love to see Snedeker.
But who's been playing better in the last year or so? I mean, as a player without the major. I mean,
2 years ago, he finished in the top five of all the majors. Remember that? Fowler did.
And how do you not root for the kid, too? I mean, is he even a kid anymore? He's been around a long time. And all the things, I want him to win. He's fun to watch. He handles himself well. He plays a great game.
He's tiny.
He is a little.
Unbelievable how tiny he is.
One of my favorite stories is he used to have the long hair, right? He had the long flow, and Mr. Palmer pulled him aside and asked him to get a haircut, and he's never grown it back since. So, I mean, that kind of.
How do you say no to Mr. Palmer?
Yeah.
Right?
You don't. You just do what he says.
Well,
and be thankful he spoke to you.
Fowler, to me, still has, even though he has toned some of the down of, you know, the long hair and some of all the wild outfits, a little that has been toned down a little, and part of that could have been sort of the conversation with Arnold Palmer. But I think he's got the correct amount of the youthful flair, the popularity. You know, he's popular on social media. He's got the look that the young crowd likes, but he's also, I think, got the game that everybody likes.
Right.
And his swing now with Butch Harmon, I just love the fact that he's like, yeah, I made the driver shaft even shorter this week, and he thinks he's got better control of it. He's like, I feel like I can swing freer with it. Like, I love hearing things like that he's going away from, oh, I'm trying to hit it even farther. And like, he said, no, I'm trying to hit it in the middle.
Yeah, and you understand why why making the shaft shorter helps is a shorter club. It's easier to hit the center of the blade. It also keeps you in posture a little bit better. When they fit people for drivers on the range sometimes, that extra length gives you another 2 to 3 yards or whatever, so you buy it. And it may not be the best thing. But like you said, he does bring all the everything. He's the whole package right now.
Yep.
And what a face to give him the trophy on Sunday and at a neat place like Erin Hills, a public golf course, all the kids that will be watching with their dads on Father's Day. To me, that's the best story, the best thing that could happen to Sunday.
A guy who just made the cut that I'm rooting to win a major at some point is Cooch, right?
Oh, yeah.
Matt
yep.
Kuchar. I mean, Kuchar, Snedeker. I mean, these are very accomplished players that have not won a major, yep. that have had better careers than Ricky Fowler.
Have they?
Yes, they have. Overall, absolutely. Yes. Snedeker is a FedEx Cup champion.
Right.
Come on.
Fowler's been around a while. I mean, he's been on Walker Cup. He's done everything, it seems to me, except win the major.
You're telling me Ricky Fowler today has had a better career than Matt Kuchar? No.
I'd have to do a little bit more research.
Yeah. I think when he's done.
I think when he's done, he will. I think right now you'd still say Kuchar's resume is stronger.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean,
well,
won the
his resume is stronger.
They both, each one of players, it's the biggest tournament they've
I guess
won.
I'm thinking who's a better player.
Well, at the moment, Fowler's the better player.
I think
if you right now said who do you want to win a match, I'm picking Fowler. But
if you're saying who's at their best, when they're both at their best, who's going to win that match? I think Fowler takes him.
Oh, I think it'd be a hell of a match.
It'd be a fun match, but yeah. I think Fowler takes him. I think he takes him 8 out of 10 times.
Spieth, is he alive?
I'd He's take at Cooch. Even. If Cooch is on top of his game,
uh-huh.
I would take Cooch over Fowler.
Let's get a bet. We'll get these guys involved and see if they want to.
And if Snedeker's on, I'd take him over both of them.
Really?
Yes, I would.
See, well, I disagree there.
Yeah, I would put Snedeker.
Brent Snedeker, also a FedEx Cup. Well, I said before, yeah, FedEx Cup yeah. champion. I think Sned's
That's a good debate.
An excellent player.
It is.
Other player, how about Ernie Els, 2-time U.S. Open champion?
If he's on his game, I'd take him over all those guys.
Yeah, minus two. Speaking of on his game.
Wow.
And Scott Arnold's on his game.
Scott Arnold, GM here from Tantera, delivering the goods right now.
Thank you.
These breakfast sandwiches.
This is low fat, right?
Yeah.
breakfast sandwiches. I am a professional athlete. I am on a program.
Let's ask Scott this real quick.
Scott, you want to jump in here for a second? We're debating about Ricky Fowler.
Is the mic up here?
The mic is now on. You can say good morning now.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Scott. Thanks for having us here. More importantly, thanks for breakfast.
So, yes, thank you for breakfast.
You are very welcome.
So, here's actually, put this on Mr. Koziel's account.
I already done.
Thank you. The question I said for them was, I said, by far the best story for golf is if Fowler wins this weekend. I said, especially with the names now that we know have missed the cut. Like other Dustin Johnson winning, you could argue that. Rory McIlroy. What, for the guys that are, what
well,
we
Phil
would
Mickelson,
say,
if he made it and won, that would have been the best.
Correct.
Anyhow,
but. Sure. But I think for now, the reasonable list of players that you think can win, I think Fowler by far is the best story. And I know you know Ricky well and his story, and you follow him quite closely. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I would definitely agree with that. With Ricky's pull that he's had on golf in general, from young players to even the older players. He's turned himself around from where he first came onto the tour to where he is now. You see the evolution of maturity would probably be the best description. He's really kind of come up to a point where he's gone from this brazen young man who is just all built on talent, which is quite amazing, and now to actually putting his mind into his golf as well and be able to see where he's able to go with it.
All right, here's the debate we're just having, discussion. Yep. Fowler on top of his game, Kuchar at his best, Snedeker at his best. Who wins? I just took I took Sneds over the other two, and I took Kuch over Fowler too. I'm saying at their best.
At their best at this moment, from what I've seen.
No, I'm just saying at playing their best.
Right, playing their best. From what I've seen over the years of them playing their best.
Take your Fowler bias away.
I know. I'm leaning towards Kuchar.
Okay.
Doesn't make it right.
I said Sneds. I love his pace of play when his ball striking's on. He's got that little chop
putter,
but man, he makes them.
I'd
pick Kuchar over Fowler, then I pick Sneds over the both of them.
Here's what I think about all three of those. I feel like there's an argument to be made for all three over the other two, which is probably means it's pretty even, and they're all likable players. They're all guys that I think everybody would like to see win a major.
If you're handicapping it, it's even.
I would say it's even.
It's even going into it if you're handicapping it, no question.
Well, let's get him out here at Tantera. I'll play with him. I'll be the fourth.
You'll be the fourth.
And we'll settle this bet.
Sounds like a plan.
That's right.
We'll put the call out right now. It's on the airways.
All right. Scott, the course in great shape, by the way, just from being here a few days ago. The course in great shape.
Yeah, I mean, Tim Smith, our superintendent, his crew have been doing a fantastic job. I mean, we all have talked all this year about what's happened from the spring and the floods to, then going into dry weather where we're down, I think we're just over an inch and a quarter below average right now for this time of year.
Really?
For rainfall, yeah.
That's unbelievable.
So, I mean, it's how fast it went from wet to dry and what they've been able to deal with out there in order to keep it green and in play.
We're moisture wicking here in Western New York.
Moisture wicking.
Amazing. Hey, I want to give you a chance, too, to just – I just signed up my son this week for the junior summer program here, and I know it does great things. I've been telling Kevin about it. I know he's excited to hear more about it. Not for you.
Oh, I was about to take a bite of the sandwich.
Yeah. All right. Kevin's going to take a bite of the sandwich. Here's where you do his job and fill some airtime for us here. Just talk about that junior program. I know that can be open to anyone, correct?
Oh, I don't like watching them eat. Hang on.
Yes, our junior golf program has grown greatly over the years. And Pat Phillips, Don Schneider, our members, the Clanks, who volunteer to help out, have really done a great job. We've grown it up, and it's more than just, you know, traditionally people think, oh, golf program, they're going to go out there, they're going to be hitting a driver, they're going to be hitting an iron. But we put a lot more elements of fun in there. We put some exercise in there. Last year we brought in the snag equipment. So the little kids, we had a little snag golf course. So we had a lot of fun with the young people are in here, and it's been growing really well.
Because that's not the way to teach kids, though. You don't just stick kids out there and tell them to hit balls and play golf. You associate it with other sports. You make it a fun experience. You bring them along slowly. You give them success.
A couple weeks ago, my older son, Alex, I took him out Fox Valley. I said, hey, we'll just go out for 9 holes. Ended up being longer because I was playing really well. But
<It's all. laughs> but sit in the carts on
you. We went later on a Saturday afternoon. I said, hey, you know what? You can use some of my older clubs. We'll get big boy clubs here. I think you're big enough to swing them. I'll help you a little bit. And, and the shafts are too stiff. I aimed them well left, so he'd, hit it in the fairway. But I said, bring the portable speaker. Let's have some fun with some music out there. And really, we can do that? I go, yeah, and we come up on people, we'll turn it off. But had a blast. Like, hey, Dad, how about this song? And then, all right, let's go hit a shot. Like, a fun experience just being out there. And he wants to go again now, so... I think that should be the goal. Anything, make it fun, as you mentioned, and so they want to come back.
Right, and less practice and more play sometimes too. Yeah, and kids like hanging out with Dad, especially Father's Day. How many people are going to play golf on? How many fathers and sons are playing golf tomorrow?
That was the best part. He said he goes, you know what, Dad, it was cool about this. It was just you and me. Mm. I'm going to get a tear now talking about this. But no. I'm like, you know what, pal, you're right. It was just you and I time, and then we went in and got something to eat after, and it was a great experience.
You don't have to be a good golfer to have a great time golfing, that's for sure.
No, not at all. Golf is all about, it's a game, and it's about having games. What kids don't like games? You go out there on a golf course, you don't have to play traditional golf. You can have some fun with it. You can tee it up from anywhere. You can use different clubs. You can say, hey, okay, let's see if we can knock it underneath this tree. Can we get it through there? Can we run it up through the bunker? Do something fun with the kids, get them creative.
How many balls can we lose today, son?
It's a cool game with kids is cross country. If there's no one out on the golf course, hey, I'm going to tee it up on number 17. We're going to 11 green. We're just going to figure it out. So things
just
like
make
that.
Make sure Mrs. Habersham's on the golf course.
Right. Yeah, there's a little risk involved, which makes it more fun.
No doubt about it. And, Scott, I will tell you this. A conversation that I know my son and I had driving over last year was, what are they going to have for lunch today? And every week it was something new and something great. One week it was spaghetti. The next week it was chicken fingers. The next week it was hamburgers. Like,
those are great foods.
You guys did a great job with
that. There's vegan week, though, that wasn't very popular.
Yeah, I guess you could say we got a little smarter. We actually listened to the kids. So when we put the menu together.
Asparagus.
Yeah.
It's healthy. Eat it.
The kids had a great time with, I think that was probably the most popular hole on the golf course was the buffet line.
And then hopefully, and then a kid like that, you think, now they're going to want to watch the U.S. Open, and they're going to want to, and this is how we build the game. And then, guys, that's why I round back to Ricky Fowler. What would be the best story this week? Ricky Fowler winning that event, and all the dads and kids watching, it'd be great for golf.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Hey, Ricky Fowler's got old guys like us wearing Puma. The green official wear Puma golf.
It's a little snug, the Puma.
Absolutely. Well,
Was it when I gave it to you last year?
let's keep Scott here, too, while we do our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week. He can chime in as well. Our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week brought to you by the Western New York PGA, growing a giving game. We want to talk about bump and run shots this week. We've seen some creativity at the U.S. Open around the greens, a lot of these shaved areas, things like that. We're seeing all sorts of different approaches to it. But how about the bump and run shot? Scott, let's start with you here, and then we'll get Jeff to chime in. What's your best advice? What would you want somebody to be thinking as they go to approach a shot like that?
When I have conversations about bump and runs and going that way, I I try and take it away from golf. I try and get people out of the thought of using a golf club, and I start off just put a ball in hand and say, okay, if you were bowling, if you were just trying to roll the ball up there, where would you get it to be tossed onto the green and then move up? That kind of motion you're taking with your arms, just that little bowling swing, is that effort you want to put in there. I see too many people who, when they try and do a bump and run, and they have difficult time controlling their distance as to, you know, where the ball has to land. But when you put it, take a club out, and it's only in their hands, they seem to be much more accurate. So a lot of times when we're talking about a full shot, we're always getting yardage, we're walking off. We don't always have that option when we're doing a bump and run. But for some reason, we have an innate ability that if we're going to toss a ball into a little basket, we can get pretty close, you know, most of us. So using that format in order to get your distance, I think distance control is the most important aspect I talked about with bump and runs. And we just had a conversation in the pro shop earlier last week, talking with a member about using a hybrid for bump and runs and running up the collars in those areas. And that's a little different take on it. I haven't done too much with it. I don't know if you have, Jeff, but using a hybrid in order to bump it up there a little bit is a little bit.
Todd Hamilton, right?
Yeah. Todd Hamilton.
That's right.
See, I like the hybrid. The problem for me with the hybrid is the shaft's a little long, so I can't get as close to the ball as I'd like. Otherwise, that's a great club for the bump and run. When I'm given a chipping lesson, I'm always talking about, you know, you don't, if you're trying to throw the ball, as you said, to that hole right there, you wouldn't hoist it in the air. You'd roll it along the ground to get it as close as possible. So I'll tell a player to grab a club they like, typically a 7 or an 8 iron, pick one club to use for their bump and runs and use it consistently. You get your little putting stance there, so your stance is a little bit narrower. I like to choke up on the grip a little bit, put the ball back in my stance so I hit the ball, then the ground. And one little tip I found that helps with bump and runs is if I get the heel of the club, I stand a little closer to the ball, I get the heel of the club off the ground a little bit so that if anything catches, it's the toe, or you hit the ball slightly towards the toe. Sometimes with chip and runs, if you have an iron, it comes off the center of the blade a little hot for some of those chips.
Right.
So I have them get close to the ball, get the toe on the ground, the heel up a little bit, choke up, and basically use their putting stroke and practice it once in a while. Go around the green and get used to hitting 50, 60-foot bump-and-run chips with one club. So when you're in that situation, you're going to have better feel for that shot. It won't be something you haven't ever hit. And then when you're using one club, when you've got to chip it into the slopes and roll it over those hills, you have a better control of the trajectory, which is going to control how far that ball ends up going. So I like the light grip, ball back in the stance, heel up a little bit, hit it a tiny smidge towards the toe, and basically use your putting stroke.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's amazing how many people times we forget, you know, to get that heel up off the ground, how many times that's going to catch into the turf. And I always remember going back, you know, to my studies, reading Paul Runyon's book.
Who won at the PGA Championship.
Who won at the PGA Championship.
Yeah. By the way.
Yeah, so, I mean, he played back in the 40s, and in his book, Lower Weight of Scoring, that was one of his biggest keys, get that heel up off the ground so it doesn't going to catch and it's not going to close the club face, and he was very accurate. I mean, this is a guy who the tour actually made a change on using larger cups because Paul Runyon made so many putts and chips that they said we needed a chance. That, you know, so they enlarged the cup for a couple of tournaments, and the only thing that happened is he made more.
Yeah, I heard that story about him.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, so and don't just go up there and try to flop the ball up in the air to try to get it close. Yeah. That's the last.
Well, I think the time and the place for the flop shot versus the bump and run, and we all know, the as you said, the bump and run is going to be your more high-percentage shot. So if you have that opportunity to do so, and Scott here at Tantera, too, especially with how the greens are all front to back in terms of the height and how the elevation of it goes.
Right, from the slope.
If you're short of the green, the slope here, that's the shot to do here.
Oh, it is. You're going to have much more control. I mean, anytime, like Jeff is saying, anytime the ball is on the ground, we can see and have much more control of where the ball is going to move. You put the ball up in the air, and then you have all the elements from wind, temperature, what's it going to land on? If it's a firmer spot, softer spot, is it going to bounce? Is it going to spin? So take all those elements out. Use your highest percentage result, that bump and run. Keep it low. Roll it up to the hole.
And it's a simpler stroke. It's easier to execute than the lob.
Absolutely. Yeah. All right, so for I know we talked earlier about the July 3rd celebration and also the junior golf program here in the summer, TanteraGC.com for both, right?
Yes. Right on our homepage, you can see the information about our 4th of July, and in our golf section we'll have our junior information and sign up. So sign-ups are coming in fast and heavy, which is great. You know, we have a lot of kids that come in. So if you haven't signed up yet, please sign up now. Give us a call.
Yep. Thanks for having us. Thanks for the breakfast. Kevin, you already took a bite. Was it delicious?
I can't wait for break.
Okay. Well, let's get to it. But before we go to break, I know we have another giveaway for a father's son.
Yes, this is becoming the Father's Day giveaway spectacular.
I know.
And we're going to talk to Scott about something else maybe.
We need a giant inflatable wiggly thing.
We do.
Yes.
The Duster Challenge. putting tournament to find West New York's best putter. The second annual Duster Challenge. It's going to help benefit the Reach
Foundation
with West New York PGA, the programs for veterans that are underway. It's July 21st at Fox Valley Club on the putting green out front. 18 holes right there on the putting green. Yep. It's for kids and adults. I want to stress that, kids and adults. We have lights. It'll be under the lights. The final of that, we have activities for the kids when they are done with their putting portion. Pool, movie, sounds awesome.
Adult beverages.
There's food involved, the adult beverage included, thanks to our friends at Michelob Ultra. So it's all inclusive. We're going to give away two spots, one to a father, one to a child, son or daughter. So we're going to give that away here, and this value is a $75 value right now that we're going to give you right here on Tee to Green, July 21st. All the information is at Duster Challenge, that's with a D, DusterChallenge.com. Make sure you get in to sign up because we got to cap it. You think about all the putters we got to go through there. So make sure, if, you know, I have friends like, oh, I'm going to do it. I'm like, you need to register.
It's going to sell out.
Not just tell me. Yeah, it's going to sell out. You need to register and do so. DusterChallenge.com. But right now we're going to give away an adult spot and a children's spot there. So we're talking father and child to come.
Awesome.
And 803-0550.
Fifth caller.
Yep. And give us the kid's name. Yeah,
give us the kid's name, too.
Because
we'll
I want to meet them when they're there. So.
Yeah, make sure you can make it. It's July 21st. It's in the evening. Starts at 5 p.m. when registration starts. So make sure you can make it. Don't just call to win something. Make sure your schedule's clear to win that.
Awesome. Yep. Fifth caller, 803-0550. Derek will get your information. And we'll say next segment who won it. To close out our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week, earlier this week was the 37th annual Women's and Children's Hospital Pro-Am at Craigburn, and we want to say congratulations to
friend of the show,
Tim Fries, PGA Pro Transit Valley, and Paul Sanders, from Ravenwood for low professional honors.
Craigburn.
It says Ravenwood on the Western New York sheet, PGA sheet here. So,
well, that's a typo.
Okay. Well. This was sent from your Western New York PGA sheet. All right.
No,
well, thank you for correcting it.
The Children's Hospital Pro, it's a great event. They raise a ton of money for Children's Hospital, and that apparently was U.S. Open type conditions, the wind blowing, and anybody that knows Craigburn, that's a pretty good round of golf. Even, you know, Freezer. You know.
Yes. And by the way, congratulations to Tim Fries this week. His alma mater. He was named later this year. It'll happen officially. They'll have the ceremony. He was going to be inducted into the Sweet Home Alumni Hall of Fame for his professionalism and work throughout the community.
He's certainly
congratulations.
He's a
great ambassador for golf.
Yeah, he's a consummate PGA professional, that's for sure.
No doubt about it. Scott Arnold, thank you again for having us here.
Oh, thank you, gentlemen.
More importantly, thanks for breakfast, Scott.
Yep, looking forward to that here.
So we
about,
can eat it, Brian.
Let's get to break.
Well,
and when
we
come
two
back,
hours today, so I had to keep your energy up.
That's right. We will preview the web.com tour event at Peak and Peak, the Lecom Health Challenge. Kevin Sandwich, the tournament director.
Sandwich
with a V.
Like
okay.
Peanut butter and jelly.
Right, am I not rolling it off correctly?
Well, because you're sandwich. Salivating over the sandwich.
I'm ready to eat this breakfast sandwich that Scott brought
Subliminal
us.
Right there.
Back here at Tanterra, where they make amazing breakfast sandwiches that we're about to eat here during the commercial break. Fill it up, Derek. We need some time to eat this.
Should order two.
Back with more here. We'll preview that Peak and Peak event right after this on WGR. Welcome back. You're on Tee to Green. Brian Colesgill, Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Midas. Want to thank Scott Arnold, PGA member, as well as the great general manager here at Tanterra for the fine breakfast sandwiches that I'm going to give credit to all three of us, although I shouldn't be surprised. We all were able to eat it during the commercial time.
Well, I had a head start, so you know you guys were.
Oh, no, there is a bite left. Dainty Jeff over here has a bite left. Sorry.
My pinky's up.
Hey, Little Miss Muffet. As you say, Little Miss Muffet. Can you finish that?
Little Miss Muffin. That's a referring to the muffin top again.
That's right.
No, I'm referring to the size of the bites you're taking. Like, minuscule.
Congratulations to our Duster Challenge winner, Lou Birdie from Orchard Park.
All right.
And Lou, we wanted to give it away as a father and child event, so bring your son or daughter along. We're going to mail them the information on how they can sign up.
Absolutely.
Beautiful. So, Lou, congratulations. You're going to be part of the Duster Challenge on Friday, July 21st at Fox Valley Club.
That'll be a fun night.
Phenomenal night. Registration is open. Make sure you do it ASAP, Duster with a D, DusterChallenge.com for all the information.
DJ Jimmy's confirmed. He'll be back.
Beautiful.
Spinning the tunes. It's going to be great. We got a movie night.
You and I will be providing witty commentary throughout.
Well, on the championship matches for sure, yes.
Definitely.
The playoffs.
Looking forward to that.
People
no
love that.
Absolutely.
Especially all those witty cracks you had, Brian. It was great.
That's right. All right. Next up, we preview the Lecon Health Challenge web.com tour event from Peak and Peak. The tournament director is with us here on the line, Kevin Sandvige. Kevin, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us on this fine day for golf in Western New York. We're looking forward to this event coming up, and it'll be here before we know it, July 3rd through the 9th at Peak and Peak. And for those that have played Peak and Peak here in Western New York, we all know what a great event that is. Just tell us what's new and exciting for this year's event.
Yeah, first of all, thanks for having me on, you guys. I truly appreciate your support. A couple things this year. We're going to have a junior pro-am, which is on Monday. To kick the week off, there's a junior clinic in the morning and a junior pro-am. So kids between the ages of 8 and 18 will have the opportunity to play with a professional on the web.com PGA Tour. The price for that is $250 a player, which is a great value for a young person to have this experience to go out and play with a pro. We also have a regular pro-am, which is on Wednesday. There'll be a shotgun in the morning and a shotgun in the afternoon.
Yeah, I have a feeling those kids are going to be hooked up with autographs,
Oh, yeah.
You know, pictures and, you know, memories of a lifetime playing with the web.com tour players that are the future stars of the PGA Tour. And it's going to be one of those things where, hey, I played with him. I played with him when I was 10 years old. Unbelievable. I think that's a cool opportunity. There are still chances to do that, right, Kev?
There are still chances that anyone can go to the our website, to the LecomHealthChallenge.com. You can buy your tickets there. You can sign up for any of the events.
Now, I know every event's associated with a charity. What can you tell us? What can you tell us about that as far as the Lecom Health Challenge?
Yeah, so the first charity is Lecom Student Scholarship. Lecom is the Lake Erie College of Osteopathic Medicine. So their student scholarship fund is one of the recipients. The other is Mikey's Way, which Mikey was a local young man that came down with cancer and started his own foundation. He passed 7 years ago, and his dad runs the foundation now. And that's a very interesting foundation. The money that comes into the foundation goes out to other kids that are going through treatments at Roswell or at Children's. And that it connects them to the outside world, so their iPads or iPods and things like that, so they can have connectivity to their buddies outside of, you know, while they're in the hospital.
We just, hopefully some of you out there listening got a chance to see the preview show that we did on Thursday night. It aired at 8 p.m. on Channel 2, and we did a story on Mikey's Way as a part of this, so people could meet Les Friedman, who unfortunately lost his son Mikey, but is carrying on the legacy with Mikey's Way. And Les, by the way, so passionate about it. He flew in just for the interview last Saturday and flew back out. That's how important it is to him. And we filmed it all at a young man, a great ambassador, Hank Bartholomew, who's 9 years old, and at age seven had Wilms' tumor, which was the size of his head on his left kidney. And if anybody saw this, you get the power of him showing this 3D printed model of his tumor. It was incredible. It blew me away, Kevin. I know you saw the piece and you've met Hank. And what an incredible little kid he is.
Yeah. And Hank and his family, we're going to host them for the entire week at Peak and Peak. And Hank is going to hit off the ceremonial first ball, just like at the Masters on Thursday morning. He's going to start the tournament for us.
Yeah,
and,
when people
meet Hank, he's a special kid.
And it's such a cool place to have a golf tournament down there at Peak and Peak. Just the scenery, some of those holes. I played there a bunch and played in tournaments there. Really a neat place if you're a spectator to come out and watch. I mean, how many guys on the – everybody you look at on the tour now went through this. They're playing in these events. Tell us a little bit about the field and what's going on down there this week – or that week, sorry.
Yeah, so there'll be we're going to start with Monday of that week. There will be a qualifier at Sherwood Country Club in Dunkirk, New York. There'll be 156 players thereabouts that will be playing for 12 spots. And then the rest of the field will be made. It will be a field of 156 for the tournament. It will be Thursday and Friday. There will be a cut after Friday. The top 70 or so will play into the weekend.
And last year's winner, Rick Lamb, was a Monday qualifier and went on to win. Like, what an amazing week for him to turn his career around. It was only his third start in the Web.com Tour. He wins in a playoff. And he's on the PGA Tour. Well,
what did he shoot in the qualifier, by the way? It was something ridiculously low.
Yeah, he shot 63 in the qualifier.
Wow.
And then
yeah.
on Sunday and the final that got him into the playoff, he shot a course record on the upper course of 63.
That's, hard to visualize. Like, you dream about rounds? Yeah, I can't see going around there in 63 shots. That's impressive.
And, Kevin, I don't know if you could have asked for a better inaugural Lecom Health Challenge. There had been a Web.com Tour event in the past where Jason Day and Zach Johnson and Brent Snedeker, had played at Peak and Peak. But the first Lecom champion beat CT Pan, Dom Bazzelli. Those three are on the PGA Tour this year. What a statement for the Web.com Tour and the players you had in that playoff last year.
Yeah, 33 players that are that got their card. Their 50 cards were given out on the Web.com Tour last year. 33 played in the Lecom Health Challenge. And several are having a lot of success this year on the big tour.
Yeah, you might expect Jason Gore to be there. He's he's been up and down with the PGA Tour, Web.com Tour. I think Jonathan Bird is on the Web.com Tour this year. So those are some of the names that familiar names that you're going to see at Peak and Peak that week, and that you could play in with the Pro-Am. I know with the Wednesday Pro-Ams, you do have a pairings party on Monday night. That's where participants find out whom they're going to play with. That's a cool event to be a part of. There are some spots open for the Pro-Am too, correct?
That's correct. And they again, LecomHealthChallenge.com, that's where you can register for all these events. I also want to mention that Father's Day weekend here, if you go online and you want to buy tickets, it's buy one, get one free. Tickets are only $10, so you get two for $10. A week pass is $25, so it'll be two tickets for $25 for the entire week.
Yeah, awesome. So I was just going to ask you, Kevin, that's the spot to go to get tickets and information. Are there volunteer? If people want to volunteer for this event, maybe do they need people in terms of scorekeeping, security, or being
standard
around?
Bears.
Yeah. I mean that you can walk in the fairway and things like that. Yeah.
Yeah, we need about 400 volunteers. I think there's 50 spots left, and that will fill out. But again, you can register to volunteer by going online at LecomHealthChallenge.com. And, without these volunteers, they can afford to run this production. Is so big. Without the volunteers, it would not happen. But it's a great experience for these volunteers. A lot of them do get to walk behind their, inside the ropes.
Now, final thing, Kevin, do want to mention that it's okay to bring your kids to the Web.com Tour event. Matter of fact, you encourage it, right? I mean, this is a chance to...
Absolutely. It's a family event. There'll be things going on all 7 days. On Sunday, they're having a sunrise service for players, for families, for anyone that wants to come and come do this service on Sunday morning, which is something new that we started this year also, which is gaining a lot of momentum. The Web.com Tour truly is the pathway to the PGA Tour, and we couldn't be more excited to have this level of competition in Western New York.
The tournament, again, is July 3rd through the 9th at the beautiful Peak and Peak Resort. And, of course, anybody in Western New York, if you're a golfer, you should make it a part of your experience. If you've never been even to a professional golf tournament, to just be up close, you can be right on the ropes. You can stand a mere feet away from seeing these guys smash the ball. I mean, these are PGA Tour stars and future PGA Tour stars here, and there's nothing like it. If you've never done that in person, it's worthwhile, no doubt.
Oh, these guys smash the ball.
Yes.
Yeah, get up close and personal and watch them hit it. Yeah,
very cool.
Fun.
Kevin, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it. Good luck with the tournament in a few weeks.
Great. Thanks, guys, again, for your support. Truly appreciate it. Have a great day.
All right. Thanks, Kevin.
Kevin Sandvich, the tournament director there, the LECOM Health Challenge, July 3rd through the 9th at Peak and Peak. That course, we've all played. It's phenomenal. So
yeah.
The Web.com Tour players are in for a treat, too, playing that
event. You know, they love going there, too, because of all the things. They bring their families, all the activities.
Zip lines,
you have
right?
The upper course, and then, down in the lower area where the main lodge is and such, the miniature golf, archery, the zip lines, the electric bikes, the segways, all these things that they have going on there.
Awesome.
The pool. The pool's awesome right there.
One other local great event, by the way, the Porter Cup at Niagara Falls Country Club. That's coming up in the middle of July. Registration is closing. If you have a USJ handicap of 3 or less and you want to participate in the Porter Cup qualifier, it's Monday, June 26th. So that's about, 9 days from now or so? Monday, June 26th, Niagara Falls Country Club. You need a USJ handicap of 3 or less. You can register at PorterCup.com. And another great local event is where we will be next week. We'll be at East Aurora Country Club for the International Junior Masters, which is always a treat as our Tee to Green Tour goes south here from Tantara, North Tonawanda, to a beautiful East Aurora Country Club. So we're looking forward to that. We'll be at the Porter Cup. We'll be at the International Junior Masters. So Tee to Green is all over. And we appreciate you listening to us. Don't forget, again, Duster Challenge, an event that we run through Tee to Green and the Western New York PGA. You can register at DusterChallenge.com. Okay, when we come back, our Father's Day weekend of giving gifts continues.
Yes, it does. We have another giveaway coming up.
So stay tuned. You're going to love it. Chance to, I think, win something great. So we'll have that. And we'll get our Encore Golf and Cobra Puma Golf check of our U.S. Open leaderboard. And we'll make our final predictions. We'll see who is going to host the trophy come Sunday. Back with more here live at Tantara on a beautiful day for golf in Western New York with Kevin Sylvester and PJ Pro, Jeff Mitas. I'm Brian Colziel. Thanks for listening to Tee to Green right here on WGR.
Time for a check of the PGA leaderboard. Brought to you by Encore Golf, Buffalo's golf ball, and by Cobra Puma Golf. Golf, where there's a king, you'll always find gold. Ask your pro shop for Cobra Puma.
Time for our check of the PGA Tour leaderboard. The PGA Tour players this week are playing at the United States Open at Erin Hills in Wisconsin.
Is that a good tournament to win?
It is.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Let's check it.
And our check of the Encore Golf and Cobra Puma Golf, look at the leaderboard. It's a four-way tie for the lead. Brooks Koepka, Tommy Fleetwood, Brian Harman, and Paul Casey all at 7 under par. Casey and Harman will tee off last at 229. Fleetwood and Koepka at 218 this afternoon, and then three more at minus six. Jamie Lovemark, J.B. Holmes, and Ricky Fowler. Another large group at 5 under par that includes Siwoo Kim, players champion, and Brant Snedeker, player we've mentioned before, and Hideki Matsuyama, another guy that we know bashes the ball. 4 under par, big names there, Charlie Hoffman, Billy Haas, a former FedEx Cup champion. Minus three, here's some big names and former major winners. Masters champion Sergio Garcia is minus three. Martin Keimer, who's won this event back at Pinehurst, he is minus three. At minus two, former U.S. Open champion twice, Ernie Els. Justin Thomas, one of the younger up-and-coming hotter players on tour, he is at minus two. Patrick Reed, minus one. Jim Furyk, he won the Open in 03. He is at even par, as is Jordan Spieth. Steve Stricker is going to be part of our Champions Tour report. It's brought to you by Absolute Care and Orchard Brook, affordable adult assisted living. The Champions Tour off this week because of the U.S. Open, but we're going to focus on Steve Stricker. A great story. He makes the cut, 1 over par, tied for 55th, one of the best putters in the world, Kevin Sylvester, and Stricker had to go through quite a story to get here to play in his home state that I know fans are super excited about.
Asking for a special exemption from the USGA, would not give it to him, so he had to play his way in, and he qualifies to make the U.S. Open his home state. Great guy, part-time player for many years, right? I mean, really, at the peak of his play, he went to become a part-time player because he wanted to spend time with his family.
And I think that's why he was better, too, because you could, if you play less frequently, you may be more engaged when he's playing. But what a hard way to get into the U.S. Open. If you were counting on it, you could never count on it, even as a tour player. Great for him. What a cool thing to do it in your home state, and the people love him there. So great to see.
Most top 10s in a major. Garcia was in this stat, now not anymore, without a win because of his Masters victory. Lee Westwood still has the most top 10s in a major without a major victory. The second now is Steve Stricker. And the third, ironically, the guy that's tied for the lead, Paul Casey. He has 7 top 10s without a major. So it doesn't look like Stricker, you know, a great story again, as you said, kind of at a different phase in his career. But Casey could take his name off that list. Lee Westwood is at even. Westwood just continues to be around. I don't know if he'll ever win one, but
his best chance is going to be like his buddy Darren Clark when he won the Open Championship at a later stage in his career. To me, I always thought Westwood would win a Masters when he was at the peak of his game. I thought his game fit the, you know, Augusta National, but I think his best chance is going to be to win an Open Championship.
All right, so there's our look at
if he does win at all.
That's right. Look at our leaderboards. Before we give us our final predictions here on what do we think will happen with the final 2 days of the U.S. Open, let's do our final giveaway. Kevin, a chance to be a member for the day here at Tantera.
That's right. Member for a day here at Tantera. You and a guest can come and experience what being a member at Tantera is all about. Play the golf course, the facilities. Don Schneider will guide you through all of that. So fifth caller again today, our big Father's Day giveaway extravaganza here at 803-0550. Fifth caller will become a member for a day at Tantera. We'll get your information. You'll be contacted to set up your membership for a day.
And after the round, if you haven't been inside the awesome, the barn that we like to say
the
here.
Grill room the grill there, room. Yeah.
Awesome place
it is
to hang
fantastic.
Out after your round. So
nice his patio's not too bad either.
No, it's been nice out here. It's better than the studio, I'll give you that.
Did you notice we placed the table perfectly where we're in the shade here, but we're out in the open?
I'd recommend doing the whole day, too,
radio
a member.
Yes.
Start with a breakfast sandwich. Yeah. You know, play the front one. Nine, you know, have some lunch. Back nine, maybe do an extra nine after that, and then head to the grill room.
That's another great Father's Day gift for somebody.
Speaking
absolutely
of good places to go for Father's Day, too, we got another good idea.
I know that's what I'm going to be doing. My Father's Day gift to myself, I've got two amazingly wonderful, beautiful daughters, and we're going to go to Bacchus, and they have these movie nights out in the patio there. Best food in the city, great movies, hang out with your kids, or bring a date. But yeah, I'm bringing my kids.
Chef there's not bad.
Nah, he's a peculiar guy, but yeah.
Yeah, he's pretty good. Yeah.
All right, before we go here from Tantera on
Tina Green.
He's
actually great, by the way.
That's right.
I don't want people to get the wrong impression.
No.
Let's get our picks here. Casey, Harmon, Fleetwood, Koepka all tied at -7. Fowler, Holmes, Lovemark, -6. As I mentioned, other names, Snedeker's at 5. Matsuyama's at 5. Haas, Hoffman amongst those at 4. Garcia's at 3. Keimer's at 3. You've got Beef Johnson at 2 under par. Thomas is at 2. Els is at 2. Who do you like here? Who do you think? Jeff, let's start with you here. Who do you at least look to maybe be in contention comes late Sunday?
You know, I'm going to go as you did a little bit back. I'm going to go with Justin Thomas there. I think he's been playing well. The U.S. Open seems to kind of get somebody off the radar a little bit. And with his length, I think it's going to be interesting to watch. I'm just expecting him to play well this weekend. I don't know if he'll win, but I think you're going to see him in the mix on Sunday afternoon.
Boy, you know, I'm waffling between two players. The first one's Hideki Matsuyama, who had, you know, the first round, he made 4 bogeys and an eagle. And then in the second round, he made 7 birdies.
Front nine 30. Amazing.
That's
so,
good.
He'll be a factor. I'm going to take Brian Harmon. Made one bogey. A recent winner at the Wells Fargo.
Is he a former Porter Cup champion, by the way, Harmon?
I'm pretty sure he played there.
He played there.
I'm 100% sure he played there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to go with Brian Harmon here. I love his game. He's got plenty of length, and the one bogey's been consistent. You know, Paul Casey made the 8 in a snowman yesterday. You could say, well, look where he'd be if he didn't have a snowman, but that's in his game. Mm-hmm. And
In everybody's game out there. Yeah. The U.S. Open, you're going to make a big number.
Yeah. But I like Brian Harmon. I'm going to go with Harmon here.
Okay. Yeah, Harmon definitely has played in the Porter Cup.
I agree with you on Fowler winning. I think that would be cool.
No, he did not win. Oh, yeah, he did. 2007.
Okay.
He won the Porter Cup.
There's some handman partner out there somewhere who's
That's
a huge Brian Harmon fan, that's for sure.
I still think Fowler's the best story. I think that's what I'll be rooting for. Yes, officially, I took Koepka, so I guess I'll stick with that pick. But I think the best for golf is for Fowler to win. But I'll agree with you if I go away from either of those two. I think Matsuyama's time is now. He hits it long. He also is very accurate. I think he's
playing well. Yeah.
65, the best round yesterday. He's ready to win one of these.
I'm still mad at J.B. Holmes from the Players' Championship. You know, I got to sign the final group because I had Holmes like Friday, Saturday. He's in the lead, and he shot 84. Just took Kevin right off the broadcast at PGA Tour Radio. So I have a little
That's right.
Kidding.
But some of these more known names, if any of them pull it off, it's a great story. Of course, we mentioned Fowler. If it's Snedeker, it's his first major. He's at 500. If it's Matsuyama, it's his first major. You know, and then even if somehow Garcia could go two in a row, he's at 300 par. Keimer would win his second U.S. Open if he got to it. Could Els win a third? I don't know, but he's at least in contention going into the weekend.
I tell you, there are some fun, you know.
There's some good story. Yes, I know the big three in terms of top of the world are gone. Day, DJ, Rory.
But those final three groups are cool groups. Let me tell you. I mean, Casey and Harmon, Fleetwood, Koepka, and Lovemark and Fowler. Those are good. Jamie Lovemark's a guy who nobody talks about. Hits the ball a long ways. Very good player.
We're saying that about everybody here, it seems.
Right? Yeah, you know what? No, it does. You're right.
Ways.
Yeah.
And it'll be great to watch either way. And, you know, in Fox's defense, they had some really cool camera angles, and they're doing some nice stuff with the some of the visuals there. So it's going to be a fun week
to
watch.
You know what it is? Joe Buck is a lead. I'm sorry. Joe Buck. Football World Series doesn't work on golf for me. No. Just the you know, blah, 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 the
if
doesn't
just
work
had
on golf
announcers,
for me.
Azinger's good. I like
Azinger. Yeah, I agree. Yep. I just know your lead guy's got to be the guy. Hicks and, of course, Jim Nantz, those guys are perfect.
Is this another Kevin Sylvester thing? Get Kevin Sylvester as the lead guy.
On Fox?
I'm going to tell you right now, I'd be better than Joe Buck at golf
would.
On TV.
You would be.
I would. Yep. World Series in football?
He's got you.
Probably not. He's got me. Yeah.
He's very good at that. I still
what a thing for me to say. Right. Let me start tweeting at that. I'll be an Elkington Mackerel right there.
Get in the Twitter war with him.
Tweet at Joe Buck. Tell him step aside. He's not stepping.
I'm ready.
Right
here comes Sylvester.
Fox, I'm ready.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, you know why? Because it wouldn't be about me. I think when I watch, I think Joe Buck makes it about himself.
Oh.
On the golf. As someone in that business, I'm just saying. You know, like Joe, it's about the golf.
Their branding of it doesn't seem to align. Fox's branding with the USGA's.
Right.
We missed the NBC Jimmy Roberts Father's Day tribute packages that always give you a tear. Yeah. Johnny Miller saying something controversial. Dan Hicks is always so solid.
But when you miss
the music from that.
When
from
you watch NBC. Nance in Hicks, I mean, they're setting up the analyst like and it's not about them.
Yeah, they're directing traffic.
Yeah.
So
I think Joe Buck, he gets criticized in football and basketball. Baseball. I think he does a great job on those.
Oh, he's great.
I really do.
I like him on those.
He's good for the huge moment there. It just doesn't work in golf for me.
All right, gentlemen, 2 hours.
That was fun.
It's done. That was a lot of fun. I want to thank everybody here at Tantera Golf Club for having us, including the great GM, Scott Arnold, Don Schneider, Pat Phillips, everybody in-house for the great look here on the patio today, overlooking the first hole.
That guy needs a breakfast ball.
Kev, are you going for your second breakfast?
No, I'm saying that fellow just teed off needs a breakfast ball. It was a shankadelic into the water.
Didn't I get in trouble for picking on somebody?
Don't pick on people.
He didn't hear me. I didn't mention his name.
You're getting tweeted at later.
Oh, our last winner here. Member for a day here at Tantera. Let me, hold on. I got it. Derek, good job back in the studio. Pat Kerrigan from Orchard Park. Pat, congratulations. You and a guest. We will get your information to membership director Don Snyder here. He'll take care of you, and you can play the course.
Pat, you get a breakfast ball, the first tee.
That's right. And you can be the member for a day here at Tantera Golf Club.
Enjoy Father's Day, everybody.
Happy Father's Day, everybody. Thanks for listening to Tee to Green. I'll tweet out the entire show later if you missed any portion of it, at Brian WGR on Twitter. Also, check out our website, T2GreenRadio.com. And again, thanks to everybody here at Tantera. For PGA Pro Jeff Mitis, Kevin Sylvester, I'm Brian Colziel. Thanks for being with us here. Tee to Green next week will be at East Aurora and the International Junior Masters at 7 a.m. right here on WGR.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages.
Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.